You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
I'm Jim Smallman for Progress Wrestling in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts, and they're good dudes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Knockouts and Three Counts, since Devin wants to finger fuck his phone right now. How are you guys doing?
Wow.
I had to do it. Anyways, welcome to the show, guys. We've got a big show, action-packed show for you guys. We're going to be talking Shine, that's going to be happening Friday, 3 o'clock, Knights of Columbus, Livonia. And also, we're going to be talking about Evolve 127, which we talked about last week with our guest, Josh Briggs. You're also going to have Cassius Ohno on that card.
Adam Cole, baby.
Exactly. And on the Shine card, you've got Detroit's own AK Allison Kay. You've got Sue Young. Ivelisse is on that card.
Marty Bell.
Mercedes Martinez. A whole bunch of people. Literally, that whole day is going to be stacked. So on with us this week to talk about those things is Chris Bonjour, who works with WWN. How you doing, brother, man?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Great, man. Great. How about yourself, sir?
Oh, it's wrestling week, so I'm always having a good week.
So first things first, we need to know what happened. How come Briggs is facing Jaoud now?
Well, I mean, these are two up-and-comers. Jaoud is basically undefeated. The only person to be able to stand up to him is Anthony Henry, and that ended in a separation brawl. Well, if you check out the footage, you can kind of pick either side of the way. And Briggs is coming in with a hip injury. So he needs something to go in there, because you can't just step into the ring with Cassius Ohno coming off a hip injury. I don't advise it. Cassius is probably one of the best to ever lace up the boots. So you got to get that. I don't want to call it a warm-up match, because picking a guy who's probably one of the best Brazilian jiu-jitsu artists to ever walk the face of the earth is probably one of the worst pickup plans. But then again, if you saw how Briggs got injured, he sometimes doesn't think with his mind. You know, the guy did a top rope move that dislocated his hip because he put all the body weight of AR Fox on top of himself to knock AR Fox out. He then tried to pop his own hip back in.
Oh, God.
In the middle of the match, said, oops, that was a bad idea. Body on top of AR, got the 1, 2, 3, and then got into the hospital, popped it back in. And he's coming back like a house of fire.
Yeah, we talked to Josh last week about it, and I'm pretty sure we posted the video on our show page. When I saw that, I could just see all the emotions going through his head. Like, first it was like, oh my God, what the hell did I just do? And then it was like, okay, maybe I could pop it back in. Oh no, that was a bad idea. But you could tell.
Well,
like,
he thought it was his knee. He originally thought it was his knee. He thought he was just popping his knee back in.
Oh,
and then when he did the original motion, which is the motion that you do, just kind of, pop the knee back in, he realized, oh, it's not my knee at all. And that's when he realized it was a lot worse than he thought, which is weird for us, because I actually had a hip injury in that building February of last year.
Okay, got to tell me about it. What happened?
Out of that same building for a hip injury.
Yeah, you got to tell us that story.
Yeah, what happened to the hip?
The hip's an old injury. That's an old wrestling injury back to when I was in the ring in Detroit back in the beginning of 2000. I had a couple of hip injuries, I had to have 30% of my pelvis taken.
Wow.
And put over my hip as a hip reconstruction, and basically keep it so like my hip couldn't dislocate. And I didn't have a dislocation for about 13 years. And then I was working a show to turn the wrong way. Kind of imagine like you're taking the bottle top off of a can of Coke or a bottle of Coke. And that's kind of what my hip did. And instead of dislocating because of the way my hips reconstructed, it then snapped at the femoral ball. So the ball stayed in.
Oh.
The bone went out. Yeah.
I'm sure you can imagine the faces we're making, because I'm sure you made them all.
Oh, dude, the funny part is I'm laying there. I know what's going on. So they're getting all the EMP stuff going on. And I'm at the merch table, because that's what I'm usually doing at shows. And I'm still like trying to sell merch. I'm like, hey, we got Blu-rays for $20, one for $20, two for $35, three for $50. Just pay Michaela, while you're waiting here. And the funny part is all these people are like, what do we do? And like, Gabe's like, do we, we got to postpone the show. And I'm like, Gabe, just throw a tarp over me and let the fans in. Like, I'm not going anywhere. You got to get me on a stretcher. Let's get them in. Let's get the show. And it's before Evolve 100. So it's not even like a basic show.
Wow.
It's like one of our biggest shows ever. And we've got to go live at 6 p.m. I'm dislocated at like 5:45.
Man, that's dedication and hustle right there, man. Wow.
Dude, I mean, what else am I going to do? I've done it before, so I'm not freaking out. I know what's going on. It's my, like I said, third operation I've had on it, probably my 15th dislocation. It's nothing I'm not used to. So I'm laying there, and I'm like, the show's got to go on. I'm an old school hat. I'm from the territory days. I was brought up in the business by the Far Hats. Like, that's, you know, I knew the Sheik. I buried the Sheik. Like, that's where my lineage comes from. And that's all I thought, saw in my head, is him just going, you got to sell tickets. The show says starts at 6. Show starts at 6. So I was like, just if you got to, like, let people walk over top of me. I don't care. They'll be nice. They're good fans.
So with that being said, you know, you being around with Evolve, you know, for so long, you know, I don't know about you, Devin, but to me, it seems like in the last couple years, you know, maybe since you guys started bringing in the NXT guys, but, you know, between that and the stuff with Progress and everything else that Evolve's doing, I mean, tell me a little bit about, like, the growth that we've seen in Evolve.
I mean, it's just, it's been crazy. I've never seen anything like this. When I started with the company, we had guys, you know, who are going to the WWE. But that would be the last time you would ever, you know, see them. You're like, hey, you know, have a good, you know, life, because they're talented individuals going there.
Right.
Now these guys are coming back. Like, we once had a roster in one of the first shows we came in, you know, Zack Sabre Jr., Leo Rush.
Yep.
I think I can't remember. Keith Lee's on there. Matt Riddle's on there. I mean, it's crazy.
Donovan Dijak was on that show, if I'm not mistaken.
Gargano was on that card. Yeah.
There's all kinds of crazy stuff like that. And then one thing I've always wanted to do is hopefully bring bigger things back to Detroit. So there's been great opportunities like Cedric Alexander to come through. And that has started relationships, which is kind of blossoming we got now, where you're seeing NXT guys coming here and, you know, getting back on the indies, getting to come back and shake hands with the fans and get back to the old school roots. You know, and also, you know, I just was at the NXT tapings. Hang out with the NXT guys, the Street Profit guys,
right.
And they're you know, they're getting ready to challenge for some big stuff coming up. But then when they were with us, I know they talked to us and said it was a really valuable opportunity, you know, to kind of get back here because they had been in the system, they hadn't been had a chance to really get out there and see what the independent scene was like. And so guys like Taz and Doc, they're gonna be so much better than they were just because they got to come out here and experience what it's like to wrestle at the Knights of Columbus.
Well, they had had a damn good match at the last show. We were, because they wrestled on that card as well as Mustafa Ali versus DJZ the last time you guys were here. I mean, they put on a hell of a match, in my opinion. I mean, what'd you think, Devin?
Well, it was funny. Like, me and Kyle were just talking about this the other day that I pretty much anytime NXT comes to Detroit, we're there. And I've never seen the Street Profits live, but the one time I do get to see them live wasn't at an NXT show. It was at Evolve. So
that's the thing. There's a lot of guys like that and girls like that down there. I mean, there's a lot of great talent who's been signed, who's getting developed, who have never been at the independent level. They came from, you know, a different medium, wherever they came from, and now they're learning professional wrestling. And the one thing they've never had is that, you know, work, you know, Saturday in a bingo hall and Sunday in a skating rink and maybe a Wednesday in a bowling hall. Like,
yeah,
it's an experience that those guys are getting and girls are getting, and it's awesome. I mean, I've got to see some great talent. Lacey Lane was just wrestling at the Last of All show here in Largo, Florida.
Wow.
She wrestled against Brandi Lauren, who's amazing talent.
Who is she going up against at this show? Because it says on a card she's going to be in action.
She'll be there. I'm not sure exactly who it's going to be against. She's kind of I know she kind of plays her cards tight to the chest, and I've never when I talked to Gabe about her, he's kind of tight-lipped about it also. So I kind of don't know about her. I know she's going to be appearing tomorrow night on your guys' network. She'll be doing an interview with Breaking Down the Ring.
Nice.
So she'll probably have a lot more to talk about it than I know, but I've kind of actually sent that email because I kind of want to know for promotional, you know, it's a lot easier to say, hey, who's she taking on?
Right.
And I just kind of got back the email like, you know, things are going to happen. Just be patient. I mean, she's one of the only people to hold a victory over the NXT girls. She beat Lacey Lane at the last show.
I mean, that's saying something, man, because she's a beast from what we saw in the Mae Young Classic and the few things that she's gotten to do on NXT TV.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's gonna be a big one. She's got big talent written all over her.
So tell me, what are some of the other things you're looking forward to on this card? Obviously, we talked about last week's guest, Josh Briggs, and his match. You've also got, from what I see, Cassius Ohno and Harlem Bravado versus AR Fox, Leon Ruff.
Dude, that's just gonna be fun.
Exactly.
Like that right there, like that's old school. Like Harlem Bravado, probably one of the best tag guys out there. Cassius Ohno, like I said, is probably one of the best ever lace up boots.
Definitely.
AR Fox probably doesn't get enough credit for how good he really is. I mean, he just every match you watch shows, AR Fox is 100% every time. He's stealing shows. And Leon Ruff is probably, if they give out Rookie of the Year, he's the guy that probably deserves it. He's the guy, him and Austin Theory had a great match in FIP. If you're talking Evolve, he's had some great, multi-mans. He's had some good ones against, I think even AR Fox. The guy is super talented and probably going to be a champion, hopefully in the next year or two.
And looking at the card, we also have a local guy here who we've seen wrestle plenty of times. We got Juntai on the card as well, who's a member of the tag team Lotus. Talk to me about bringing Juntai in, and could we be seeing the whole team there with Gavin Quinn and Juntai?
Well, we've had the whole team. We had Lotus in for one of our New York shows, but he got discovered through our seminars we do. We've come to Detroit. We've done the seminars. We've got one coming up in Indianapolis this weekend, and that's where we discovered a lot of guys. Anthony Green, who we just signed to a contract. Juntai is a person we're definitely taking a lot of looks at, so that's why he's getting another shot this weekend, because we definitely like what we see there. You also see guys like Steven Pena who will be appearing. These are people we're discovering through these seminars. So it's the best way to get there's so much talent. Like, this is the craziest thing. There's just so much talent out there now. It's to a point where you just can't watch everybody.
Right.
You can't, no human being can say they're watching everybody on the independent circuit right now, because it's inhumanly possible to do that. There's no way you can consume that much. And to do that, so we've cut it down. We've really done these seminars, focused on these guys, be able to get one-on-one time with them, see that they're more than maybe just a flash in the pan, and it's really paying off, because we really are finding some great stars. Like I said, Anthony Green, who you'll see this weekend, is one of my favorites, man. A good throwback. You guys will dig him.
Well, you kind of touched on something that I've kind of been talking about for a while now, and you're seeing it with WWE, and it's trickling down. Actually, you guys are actually a part of it. It's almost like there's, I'm not going to say too much talent, but there's just so much talent out there that you almost don't know what to do with it. And to the point now where they haven't sent NXT people to you guys so, they can get that ring time and that exposure. Do you think like this is one of the best times in the wrestling business for wrestlers?
I believe so. I mean, look at all the opportunities that are popping up all over the place. I mean, people are, this is getting back to, I don't know if we'll ever get back to the time of every wrestler having a full-time job and it being, that kind of thing. Just that time's probably gone. But as far as being able to make yourself quickly, this is probably the best time ever. I mean, if you can find your thing and find your crowd, you can become pretty big pretty quick. And now it just kind of becomes getting noticed by the right people.
Can you go down the list of all the NXT talents you're bringing in for fans here in Detroit on May 10th?
We've got four guys that I know of coming in. We've got, of course, Adam Cole from the Undisputed Era.
Yes, sir.
I just can't say enough about Adam and the whole Undisputed Era. Austin Theory is going to be taking him on in Detroit, which is kind of an interesting matchup because Austin pinned Fabian Eichner, who's an NXT. He wrestles mostly over in the UK.
Right.
He was our champion at the time, and Roderick Strong was in the match. So technically, he has a victory over Roderick Strong. And then over our WWE and Live experience during WrestleMania weekend, he defeated Kyle O'Reilly for the Evolve title. So he's actually 2-0 against the Undisputed Era, and that's kind of how this match has brewed up. He's trying to do that 3-0. And pick it up, beating Adam Cole would be probably one of the biggest things he's ever done in his career.
Definitely.
Outside of getting on John Cena's Instagram.
Definitely. And also we got Cassius Ohno on here. And,
like I said, he's worth the price of admission right there. Dude's one of the best. If you've never seen him before live, get the GA ticket, get in there and get it now. Like that's the simplest thing I can say. He's not going to be around forever. And so that's one of those guys you'll regret not seeing live once you see enough tape of him. He's going to be one of those people that like kind of like Terry Funk, where you know you regret you never went and saw him when he was in his prime.
Well, speaking of that, even outside the NXT guys, there's another match on the card that I'm really looking forward to just because I've liked the stuff I've seen of the guy, you know, either it be Impact, outside Impact, you know, and otherwise. Eddie Kingston versus Curt Stallion. I don't know, big fan of Eddie Kingston. Tell me your thoughts on that match.
Dude, Eddie's one of the toughest dudes out there. Like, legit, I think, I don't know if people know this, this past weekend he competed in Muay Thai kickboxing tournament. Now, you know, that's wow. This dude is training for that. He just went and competed in that. I haven't heard yet. I'll find out this weekend if he won or lost, because that's just what he does in his
spare
time.
From what I saw, he won.
And now he did win?
Yep, from what I saw, I'm pretty sure the picture I saw, he won.
Nice. I'm excited for the dude. I mean, he deserves a lot more. I mean, that's the reason he's kind of doing what he's doing right now. That's the reason he's kind of leading this group called the Unwanted. And with that is exactly that. The dude's one of the toughest dudes on the planet. He deserves to be under a big-time contract, you know, getting his house paid, that kind of stuff. And instead, you know, the guy's having to take Muay Thai fights, you know, to make ends meet. So it doesn't make sense. There's some dudes cashing some big checks that shouldn't be. And there's a dude having to take Muay Thai fights that I have to find out through a internet radio show, you know, just to, you know, make his groceries. So
he's an interesting dude, man. Like we mentioned Breaking Down the Ring in the interview they've got tomorrow. If you get time, go back and check in their archives. You know, they did an interview with Eddie Kingston and he talked about a lot of those things. So that's definitely another one that I'm looking forward to, man. Like this card in general is just stacked from top to bottom, like you said. I mean,
there's NXT guys like you were talking about. I can never pronounce it.
Yeah, I can't either.
But he's legit, and he's going against Briggs. I mean, I'm not those two both. As I know, Briggs, he'll literally let his body get broken, and Jody has no problem breaking somebody's body.
Right.
So that one's kind of one that intrigues me. And then if you guys have never seen Baba Tunde before,
that's who I wanted to hear about.
He's a massive gentleman.
That's what I wanted to hear about.
That's a big SOB.
He's the gentleman
bro.
That was from India, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, he is a large, like, it's one of those dudes, like, I don't want to say, like, you know, like Big Show or Giant or anything, but just a human being that is so gigantic. Like, you just, even, I'm a large gentleman, all right? I'm 300 pounds. I'm 6'3". And I stand foot next to this guy, and I feel small. Like, he is just a big dude.
Yeah, me and you are about the same size, so now I know what I'm in for. If you're saying that's a big guy,
oh,
man, that's a big guy.
Hand, you're about to go to toddler status. Like, oh, hello.
I love this, just because for once you don't get to be the big guy, you piece of shit.
Hey, man. I think it's been like three times on this show that we've had a guest where someone was bigger than me. It's like Congo Kong and like James Buddha Edwards.
I was going to say, he made us all look small. If you look at that picture, I think I come up to about his hip.
So, man, I definitely want to see him. I think the only time I've really seen him wrestle was the Greatest Royal Rumble last year. So it's a great opportunity for him to get out there and for people to see him.
Yeah, this is good. I mean, this is a great setting for that, because I don't know what he's doing this weekend. I know who he's working with this weekend, but it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how he reacts to being in this kind of environment and not being around, you know, the NXT training center, not having all the coaches with him, you know, being just by himself in a car. Maybe he rides with, you know, one other person. You know, how does that affect him? It'll be kind of fun to, you know, I always like that part of seeing the new guys coming up through that. And then there's, you know, like you talked about Curt Stallion's going against Eddie. I mean, Curt's a crazy man. That dude's a fun dude. And he was one of those guys, like, reminds me of Matt Riddle, and in the kind of that personality, kind of like lets everything flow to him.
You know, I mean, this whole, we've talked all about Evolve, but the craziest part about it is that's not even the whole day. Like, before we ever get to Evolve, you've got Shine at 3:00, that's going to have, I mean, you've got, like we mentioned before, Allison Kay from here in Detroit. You've got Su Yung on the card, Ivelisse on the card. Didn't Ivelisse just get signed to NXT?
She had, I believe, a tryout.
Something with it. I didn't know if she'd gotten signed or not, but you've got those three on there. I mean, you've got Mercedes Martinez. I mean, literally, this whole day is stacked. So we've mentioned all the stuff you need to see with Evolve. Evolve, in and of itself, is going to be worth coming out to see. But then you've got, before that, you've got Shine. I've got the card pulled up here. What are some things you're looking forward to on that card?
Well, one of the things is Allison Kay. I'm interested to see if she's now going to defend the title because she just recently won it back in Japan. So she's now returning as the Shine champion. So I'm interested to see if that becomes a championship match there. And then I have the card here, so I'm just pulling that up really quick. The Lumberjills match is probably good. That one's going to be... I'm interested because the Rainbow Bright has... they're earning an ass-whooping, is basically what's coming. And eventually, Hala Dead and I can't remember the other tech partner right now. Because
Thunder Rosa.
Frozen up right now. Thunder Rosa, thank you. But basically, I know they're waiting to get a hand of them. And now they got the Lumberjills around there. That's going to be fun. Chop. If you've never watched some really rough chops, that's going to be some rough chops. So
I've watched a lot of their stuff on Ring of Honor, man. Like we've talked about them before off air that we're both fans of them.
Definitely.
Another one that I'm really looking forward to on this card, and I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. Mercedes Martinez versus Su Yung. That's going to be nuts.
Ooh,
that's going to be nuts.
So Su Yung is probably, she's like the I hate always comparing people to like Sabu because everybody's like Sabu.
But oh, she's totally like Sabu.
She has that Sabu feel. Like she's got that aura, that mystique. Like the second she walks in the room, you just kind of feel a little bit different. And then Mercedes Martinez to me is probably one of, if not the greatest non-signed wrestler in the world right now, female wrestler. You know, I think as all the unsigned talent, she would be my number one ranked. I think she's the best thing going out there today. And those two clashing in Detroit, if you can play hooky on Friday and sneak in about 3 p.m. to catch the show.
I'm trying.
They're definitely going to be worth the price.
I took the whole day off, so I'll be at both shows. But
the beer is full. I talked to the bartenders already. The beer will be flowing the minute the doors open.
Sweet. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get off of work a little bit early, man.
Yeah, man.
You got that flu, man. You caught a temperature. Come on.
I'm just going to call and say it's my eyes. Like, I don't see myself going to work today.
That's a good excuse. I'm going to get my own doctorate so I can start writing fans. I'll be like, sorry, you had to come in. 2 body slams.
So someone I'm definitely interested in seeing on this card is Gabby Gilbert. She was in the first Mae Young Classic, I believe.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, like, you've got Gabby, you've got a couple of other people that have appeared through the Mae Young stuff. That's a great conduit. Like I said, Brandi Lauren. There's also like Shotzi Blackheart's another big one that I would definitely keep an eye out for. She's challenging for the Nova belt against Aja Pereira.
I'm a big fan of Aja Pereira.
Your dark horse to steal the show.
Yep. And at the last show, I believe it was the Shine. No, it was the Progress show. I got to meet Natalia Markova, very nice young lady and very good in the ring. I was very impressed with her, man. I'm looking forward to seeing her go up against Ivelisse on this card, too.
That one, they are going to unleash some kicks. Like, both of them have deadly, deadly kicks. So that one, just watch, like, especially in the corners. They love just kicking to the side of the head, just taking people's heads off. That one's the one I'm kind of interested to see who walks away without bloody lip.
So that,
that's probably the match where somebody gets a bloody lip.
So that match is another one, like you said, that I'm really looking forward to see just because, you know, I watched Ivelisse since obviously the whole Tough Enough thing and then since. And I mean, just the stuff she's done in Lucha Underground and now she's with you guys and everywhere else she's been in between. I mean, She's fun to watch, man. I've watched a lot of her stuff. I think she's somebody that if people maybe don't remember her, man, that's going to be one that they need to look out for. Did you get to catch any of the Crockett Cup, speaking since we were talking about Allison Kay winning the title back?
No, I did not. I have not caught any of the Crockett Cup.
So
I'm so far behind on the things I have to watch. I have so much WWN stuff that I watch. So when I get my free time, I'm now pretty much watching Paw Patrol. So
hey, I totally get it. I only ask because just to talk about that match, you know, with the whole Allison Kay thing, I mean, she's been on a roll. You know, like you said, she won the title back in Japan. You know, she just won the vacated NWA title. I mean, she's hot right now, man, plain and simple. And then having her coming in against who she got?
She's going to against Samantha Heights,
which is another, you know, is a talent that we've seen a lot around here in the Michigan area.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on just her rise, man. Just between, you know, she left Impact, doing her thing on the indies in different spots, whether it's Japan, here, NWA, you know, I mean, she's all over the place.
She's awesome. I can't say anything bad about her. She's a Detroit lady doing it the Detroit way, her own way, kicking ass. Definitely. I mean, she went over to Japan and beat the woman on her own territory. She doesn't really dodge anybody. Mercedes Martinez would probably disagree with me on that, but I don't believe Allison Kay dodged anybody. And as you said, I mean, everywhere she's going, she's picking up gold. She bet on herself, and she's coming up roses. So, my thing is this weekend, Samantha Heights, I think she just won a Shimmer Championship over WWN Live Experience weekend. And you know what? She's probably going to be a great challenger, but I think Allison Kay picked up the win. And then, you know, hopefully in New York, we get Mercedes versus Allison, and we can kind of prove once and for all, Allison Kay, like most everything, it's Detroit versus the world. She's going to come out champion.
Now, this is probably an unfair question. This is going to be like choosing your favorite child. But of these two shows, man, which one are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, man. See,
I know it's unfair.
Shine has a special spot for me because, like, Shine, we started a lot out of Florida. So that's when I got down here and I started working in the office. That's, like, one of the first things I worked with because it's just local. So it's a lot of local promoting, doing that. But Evolve that's where I got my in at. You know, one of my first things was getting with Gabe Sapolsky and saying, you know, I'm from Detroit. You know, I've been working in the Detroit scene for almost 17 years. Like, we don't have anybody. Nobody comes through here. Right. You know, we got to see these things. These super indies need to come back here. And, you know, he worked with me. We brought the first Evolve show there. Had a great turnout, you know. So, I don't know. I always love seeing it sold out at the Knights of Columbus in Detroit, man. That's just always a special thing to me. It'll always never get old. You know, meeting old people, guys I've seen, you know, been coming to shows since 99, you know, same dudes I've been drinking beers with since, you know, I could drink beers in 2001, probably a little bit before then.
I was going to leave that one alone, but you
know, that's what I'm saying. So it's just a great environment. So I, you know, as much as I'm hoping just a full day, you know, it's not even two shows. It's just one show, intermission, second half, you know, type of thing. Because, you know, I love the fact we're bringing Shine here. You know, I love the fact that we brought Progress here. I love the fact that we brought, you know, WWE stars and NXT stars here. You know, I like the fact that, you know, I've done my part to bring people here, and Detroit's done their part by always showing up and selling the place out. So, I mean, we're going to keep on doing it, which makes me excited because it gives me a reason to come home about every 4 months.
So just to go off of what you were just talking about, when we talked with Briggs, he was telling us about how for him, his favorite type of crowd to perform in front of was like the small intimate venues. He said he loved Livonia the last time he was here because, you know, it was a cool crowd. Tell me, what you like about the smaller venue as you were talking about, and B, tell me what you think that it provides for a NXT star or anyone else that's coming in to Evolve, you know, that's maybe coming down from the bigger company.
I love small venues like this. And, I like that feel of, you know, 600, 700 people jam-packed in there, you know, around there, you know, when you have no more seats left. And the sound is bouncing over and it kind of feels like everybody's on top of everybody. And like, especially when the crowd's into it, and the Detroit crowd, every time we've been here, has been into it. It's the same thing the Progress guys told me. They couldn't believe like what it was like performing in front of everybody's going nuts. Right. We had the cops called on us. Like, I mean, that's the neighbors. We were keeping them up, and it happened. But hey, whatever. you know, that's the kind of party we throw.
Man.
But that's the kind of intimate thing, is we're right there in that neighborhood. So we're right not in an arena. You know, you're not, the parking's not horrible because there's not too many people there. And I think for guys like Adam Cole, you know, it's nice to remind yourself, you know, why, you know, the fun, you know, being around the energy. And I'll never know what it's like to be in front of 15,000 people. I mean, he's going to know that. He's going to have that experience. Right. But I think he also wants to come back to this because it's comforting. You know, it's nice to wrestle in front of your friends.
Man, so real quick, man, why don't you let the people know, well, first, are there tickets available? And if so, where can they get them and how much are they?
Dude, the reserved ones, I'm trying to get some right now online, and they look like the reserved are sold out, but we still have some general admission. So I would definitely snatch those up. They're $20. I mean, $20 to see Adam Cole, Cassius Ohno, Austin Theory, Eddie Kingston. I'm A.R. Fox. I keep naming them off. Right. I mean, that's what it's going to be on Friday night, 8 p.m. It starts. Get on in about 7:15. Hit the bar up. They got great drink specials. Get a hot dog, hamburger. I think they got some chicken tenders, French fries. I mean, it's crazy. You don't even have to worry about dinner on a Friday night. Just grab the kids, grab the wife, grab the mistress, whoever you want to bring to the show. As long as we got tickets, we'll find a place for you.
Right. So, say grab the mistress. I like that one.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's Detroit. Come on, I know where.
It's cold blooded.
Man. But
oh, and I got to sell tickets. I mean, you know, ass over 18 inches.
Hey, I, dude, I'm not even mad at you. I see you,
man. But you were talking about you getting your start here in Detroit, man. Let's talk more about yourself, man. Like, how did you get started in the wrestling business, man? Let's talk a little bit about yourself.
Like I said, I got started in 1999. I started training with a guy named Drake Fury. Ugh. And he was a guy who graduated from Dan Severn's school, and okay. He believed that he was well enough to start his own school. He was not. I got injured while training with him. So wow. I will tell everybody right there, there was the lesson: when you go pick your schools, don't just believe what people are telling you. Wow. Go do real research. But that was pre like internet days. 99 was pretty still dial up internet days.
Right.
So it's not like I could go do a ton of research. And like I saw the guy wrestled, and he was from Dan Severn's school. So I was like, well, you know, that's got to be it. So I got injured with him. But when I got injured, I met some people. They introduced me to the Farhats. The Farhats ran the Michigan territory. That's the Sheik and his family, Sabu, all those guys. They kind of picked up my training, finished off, taught me pretty much everything I know about the business. Helped them produce television back from 2000 to 2003. We did it on all the networks in like Lansing, Grand Rapids, Flint, all around. We had some television. I think did like 200 plus episodes. It was pretty decent.
Tell me a little bit about that, about your time with the Farhats, because everything I've ever heard of anybody that's trained with them, whether it be, you know, Rob Van Dam, Sabu stuff that he said, or even just like when they were doing the Hall of Fame speeches and stuff, man, just talking about like how it was tough coming up with the Sheik and just his philosophy in wrestling.
I guess I lucked out because I got to the Sheik when he was, you know, in the bed. He was, you know, sick. So it wasn't that kind of training. It was more his son Tom owns a auto body place called Thomas Auto Body in Williamston. Okay. And they had a ring set up there, and his son Eddie Jr., better known as Captain Ed George to old Detroit fans. They kind of had a promotion they were trying to start up before their dad passed, to kind of, you know, capture that magic one last time. And so that's how I got involved with them. So I didn't get the authentic Sheik beat your ass training, but I heard stories. His wife Joyce was actually probably the one I learned a lot from. She was the one that, you know, when I take my bumps or, you know, get cut open or busted open, you know, be gluing me together and teaching, you know, telling me stories, you know, about Sheik this, or, you know, hear about Andre when he would come through town. And, you know, what Andre the Giant was this crazy draw, and people would just, you know, pack in 12,000-13,000 just to see this guy in Kobo, you know, hanging from the rafters just to see this sight back in the 70s. So like, that was a lot of like how my coming up was learning from them. And then about 2003, I branched out. try to do my own thing. You know, didn't work out as well as I'd hope. Had some cool stuff with local, like IWR, Independent Wrestling Revolution. Mm-hmm. Worked a lot with those guys out of Detroit. Had a cup of coffee with IWA Mid-South. So if you check CM Punk's last show with IWA Mid-South, I am somewhere in the mid-card. Probably my claim to fame right there. So,
yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of that promotion, man. Well, I got kind of a weird question. So, is it like a family tradition for the Sheiks to just glue themselves back together?
Dude, super glue. That's all stitches is. Like, you know, liquid stitch. That's all it is. So just get yourself some super glue.
As long as you're not seeing
the bone. But you know, like just kind of put it together. Throw some tape around it.
Yeah, like super glue.
Okay. Than going to the ER.
So
super glue, athletic take, whatever you can to put your bicep back together, I guess, huh?
I officially hate the whole super glue thing because they tried that when I was boxing, and I split my nose open my first day of my freshman year of high school. I was helping my mom lift something out of the Explorer, and it split my nose. They go, yeah, just glue it. It'll be fine, because I told them I was supposed to fight in a few weeks, and they go, yo, well, it's fine. If you glue it, it'll heal quicker. I let it heal to what they said was fine. First time I took a punch right after that. You'd have thought that bitch bled like a geyser, dude. I'm so against super glue.
You got to let it set, man. You got to let it heal. Like, yeah, I recommend getting hit on it again.
Well,
that's not good.
I get that, but they said it would be cool, and I had already said I was going to fight, so I was maybe young and dumb.
Yeah, they were just talking you into the fight. So
hey, the doctor told me that shit, though.
I would never recommend that.
He said the doctor talked you into
it? No, the doctor said super glue was a better idea than stitches at the time because I was supposed to fight that soon.
Man.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a better idea than stitches. Stitches is still just an open wound. That's like a plug. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not the one to give the best advice on cutsmanship.
Hey, man, fuck it. I tried it. It didn't work. That's the end of the story.
Man. Well, this is a question that we ask all wrestlers that come on the show. And,
oh, my God.
And it'd be really interesting to get your perspective on it, man. So we're kind of like making a list of locker room rules. We always hear about, you know, the locker room etiquette, you know, make sure you shake hands with everybody in the building, stuff like that. And we've talked to
– tell them about Briggs.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to bring that one up. So, yeah, we ask basically any wrestler we can, you know, what would they add to the list of rules. So we've heard stuff like keep your baby mamas and your girlfriends out of the locker room. Leave your drama out of the locker room. Wash your gear. Yeah. Wash your balls. Josh Briggs actually came up with one we hadn't heard before.
Two of them.
I really enjoyed this one. It was bring your own wrist tape and bring your own squirt bottle. That was a new one for me.
Yeah, I agree with those two wholeheartedly.
So if you were to add something to the list, what would you add to the list of locker room rules or locker room etiquette rules?
Let's see. What's the one the thing I dislike, and I don't think it happens as much on the bigger circuit. I'm against the, I'm a worker. I get into the show for free rule. If you're there to, you know, network before the show, that's fine. But once the doors open for tickets to go on sale, unless you're booked, you can buy a ticket. And that's kind of been one of my old school locker room rules. It probably doesn't make the most popular guy in the world.
Right.
But that would be one I would definitely institute a little bit more is, you know, unless you're booked or you're a guest of the promotion, you know, you can buy a ticket.
That is definitely a new one. We have not heard that one.
I mean, we hear about that a lot from this is a different sport, different thing, obviously. But we have a lot of MMA guys come on the show, and when Matt Friendo came on the show, he talked about that. Remember? He was talking about how every time they have shows at the Deltaplex that holds 5,000 people, there's always at least however 4, 000, many people.
4,000
fighters. Hey, can you get me free tickets? Like,
yeah, well, dude. The thing is I don't even deal with that much like here at the Evolve level. It's more like the guys I see it on more of the independent level, like at the Detroit level, you know, for the local promotions, where you've got 50 paying fans and you've got 40 workers just hanging out in the crowd who didn't get booked, who didn't have anything to do on a Friday night. And so they're just hanging out there, and and then nobody wonders why there's places to work. Well, those guys, you know, they're not booked on a Friday night and they're not helping at all besides just hanging out, trying to pretend they're wrestlers. They can buy a ticket. And that's my, my feeling on that.
So here's another question. So you mentioned the independent level and things like that. Who are, you know, obviously you're working with WWN and all those things, but, is there anybody that you've seen maybe on local shows that you see there in Florida, or anybody else you watch from other companies, or anywhere else that you'd like to see come to Evolve?
Or Shine.
Shine,
oh,
too.
Oh, man, I'm excited for Saturday night. We've got Indianapolis because Spider Nate Webb's going to be there. I mean, he's a guy that I'm not shy about, but I think he's awesome. I think he's definitely getting his due now. So he's somebody I'm glad's coming there. Orange Cassidy's another guy who's appeared for us.
Definitely looking forward to
that. He hasn't done it regularly, and I'm hoping he can come to Detroit someday. But that is definitely a guy I'd like to get more involved.
I keep hearing a lot about that guy.
Yeah, he's supposed to be I'm not sure if he's supposed to be at the Double or Nothing show, but I know he's going to be there that weekend. I'll be down in Vegas for that. And I've heard a lot about him. I definitely want to see him live. So I'd love to get him here in Detroit.
Yeah, he's pretty stellar, man. That's a dude I dig. And then, you know, there's some local Detroit guys I definitely dig on that I, you know, Akeem Zane's probably a dude I wish we could get involved, but, you know, he's rocking some other worlds right now.
So, okay, I'm throw a name out there. I just found out about this team. I want to know if you've heard them or seen them or had them booked. Have you ever seen or heard of the Private Party?
No, this is a new one to me.
Okay, well, they just signed with All Elite. I had never heard of these guys.
Oh, okay, I saw the press release for it.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard about them until then.
Yeah, that was my first time hearing about them. But when I went on, you know, their Facebook page and you know, watched them, some of the most innovative tag team moves I've seen in a long time. And that's, I know people say that all the time, but like some of the stuff that they were doing, I've never seen before, man. So. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. If you can get All Elite guys too, man, you might want to see if you can get them in there too.
No, they're doing their own thing, and okay. they're gonna doing what they do, and we're focused on us. And that's basically the guys we can get in here. Like, there's a great tag team match coming. I believe it's actually coming up this Friday night. You've got Kingston and Joe Gacy. Defending the belts. Actually, I think it's Saturday night. Kingston and Joe Gacy against Anthony Henry and James Drake.
And I've seen them team together before here, and they were good.
Definitely.
Dude, that one's going to be killer. If you've never seen Joe Gacy before, that dude can go. He puts on his work boots. I would, you know, very much consider him like an Ole Anderson type style.
Right, right.
And him matched with Kingston's going to be a banger. Because those guys have been just tearing up the tag division for us. And then, like I said, if you've never seen the Workhorsemen go, they don't tag as much anymore because Drake's got the WWN title, right, and Henry's been doing his business. But when those two dudes are a tag team, they're bringing it Horseman style.
So tell me a little bit about that. That's something that we've talked a lot about on this show as far as wanting to see more of, you know, good, solid tag team wrestling. You know, you mentioned the two teams in that match and, you know, obviously your champions. But tell me your thoughts on tag team wrestling as a whole. And give us some other teams that are involved that you've got your eyes on.
I mean, tag team wrestling is kind of always an art. It goes up in waves just because you'll get really good teams and then they'll get really popular and then people want to see what it's like when they're split apart.
Right.
And so then, you know, then it dies back down again and then you'll have another up, you know. There's always great teams. You've got, I mean, look at Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish.
Definitely.
You know, up at Undisputed Era. That, you know, and then it trickles down there. You get down with us, you know, we've got the Unwanted. We just had a couple of our guys get signed. So, you know, you've got the Skulk. They're kind of a new team. They're very high flying, you know, Leon Ruff's, you know, usually part of that team.
Detroit.
You know, for us, we're rebuilding a tag team division. You know, we just had the Street Profits come in after we had Doom Patrol kind of run roughshod over the whole division. And then, like you said, a lot of our guys have gotten great contract offers and moved on up. And so now we're kind of rebuilding that.
Well, that's something I wanted to ask you about. So one of the shows that you guys had here, Matt Riddle, I think it was like his last show with you guys, period.
It was his last show.
And yeah. And we were trying to get him on the show. We were like, basically, we had kind of worked something out as far as a date, and then he got signed and he couldn't do it. So we've got a little bit of a taste of what it's like to have someone, you know, very talented plucked from you, man. So for you guys, man, we've seen, you know, Keith Lee have one of his last matches in Evolve here. We've seen Matt Riddle. When you get a guy who's hot, he's selling tickets wherever he goes, and then next thing you know, he's in NXT. Well, how do you guys, you know, recover from that? Why do you guys, are you guys just used to it now? And
or, I mean, that's how we earn our money. I mean, if we could keep those guys all the time, it'd be easy. You know, it'd be easy to sell tickets, but those guys are hot and they move up for a reason.
Right.
But, guys like Gabe Sapolsky, Sal, Trevin, everybody who's working here, we have a big belief, you know, that, you know, there's a bunch of stars out there and it's on us to find them. You know, like I said, there's a ton of talent out there. And thanks to these seminars that we've been putting on, it has made it easier for us to manage looking at 40 or 50 guys up close, you know, figuring out if they fit what we want to do. They fit, you know, what the kind of molds that we, you know, things that we've realized we've seen as successful people. And then, you know, bringing those guys on, like I said, Anthony Green's another person who just signed.
Right.
He's phenomenal. That dude's got so much charisma. If you haven't checked him out, he's a fun one to check out. You know, we've got Brandi Lauren just signed on for WWN. So she's going to be, you know, on Shine and Evolve going forward. There's a lot of new talent, Kurt Stallion coming through, who, like I said, Matt Riddle kind of gave his thumbs up to, kind of called him, you know, the next him. So that's one of those, you know, we're just kind of developing that next thing. So hopefully next year when we come back through, you know, we'll be hopefully a couple, like I said, we try to be in Detroit once every 4 or 5 months. You know, when we're coming back through, these are the big guys. These are the dudes that everybody are clamoring to see. And, you know, you see them here first coming against the NXT stars. So that also helps. And, you know, we love the fact that NXT has, you know, is, you know, letting us hang out with some other people, whoever it may be, Adam Cole, Cash Sono, have Johnny Gargano, you know, like, the, you know, Mustafa Ali. Like, it's been really cool to be able to say, like, I've shared locker rooms with all those guys.
Wait, so I don't know if you were like kind of touching on it there, but have you guys already set your next date here in Detroit?
Not yet, but we are. One thing is we're trying to set up the rest of 2019, and I know Detroit's on it, so we don't have the exact date yet. But this is one of our favorite places to come. You know, you guys are looking at another sellout coming. You know, I'm not trying to be the guy that's sounding cliche, but get your tickets now. There probably won't be any available at the door.
Yeah, I've been pushing that whole week.
Coming back for that. We love this place.
So to go off of Devin's last question, you know, I would almost wonder for you guys, is it almost like, even though it's got to be a little bit disheartening, you know, when a Matt Riddle or somebody like that leaves, is it also on the same hand kind of like a compliment almost to you guys if it's somebody?
I'm so proud every time. Like when somebody gets signed, like, and because we, like just to watch them, like there's so much, these guys' dreams. Like I spend a lot of time in production trucks, you know, driving from venue to venue. So like there's, you know, 3 or 4 hours where these guys are in the band with me and I'm talking to them. And this is everything. You know, this is the starting block to how they're going to build their life, you know, start their families, get their homes, the way that we talk about how we're graduating college and trying to go get a job. This is it. And this is just their college doesn't have an end date until they sign this contract. So every time, you know, Shane Strickland just got a contract and people, you know, ask me about that. And I'm so happy for Shane. Nobody deserves it more than him because it's the same thing. That's what it is to him. Like this is a completion. He completed his wrestling degree. And now he gets, you know, he's got a wife at home. He's getting, you know, got to provide that kind of stuff. And now he has the means to do that thanks to WWE. So I'm never, ever sad when anybody gets signed.
Man, so we'll do like one last question and then we'll let you go ahead and book some more matches for the weekend, man. But yeah, before we ask our last question, any information you need the fans to know about, you know, this weekend's show?
Just like I said, we have the Shine show at 3 p.m. We've got the Evolve show happening at 8 p.m. Definitely get your tickets at etix.com. And then we're coming to Indianapolis the next night on May 11th, eTix.com, Evolve 128. That one's going to have a pretty big headline there, as you've got Adam Cole versus A.R. Fox. You've got Cassius Ohno versus Josh Briggs. And then Spider Nate Webb challenges for the Evolve title against Austin Theory. So that's that one's going to be a crazy one in Indy. So you can get all the tickets at eTix.com.
Definitely, people, go check that out. And like you said, I think all your shows last year sold out. So get your tickets now while you can. Seriously. We're not just saying that. Seriously, get your tickets now.
Oh, I'm already seeing it right now. I'm trying to buy reserve ones, and I don't know if my internet connection's just bad, because sometimes it happens here in Florida. But right now it's telling me I can't buy any reserved. So I would definitely check that out. And if you can, snatch them up. And if you can't, we've got GA tickets, but, you know, only as many as we can shoehorn in.
Well, you kind of touched on what my last question is. It's not really wrestling related, but you're in Florida right now, right?
Yep.
So have you had any interactions with Florida Man?
Oh, my God.
With who?
Florida Man.
Oh, is it like the one that's like, you know, Florida Man, you know, dies being skewered by a deer while drinking a Bud Light or something like that?
Exactly.
I didn't even think about that. Okay, so we run our shows in this town called Ybor. Okay. And I have been told that there is a gentleman called the Foot Licker. And the Foot Licker is this dude who will pay you $5 if you allow him to lick your feet.
Oh,
I have not
no.
seen him yet, but he is the tale I have no. been told about. So someday, maybe I will find the Foot Licker.
Oh,
jeez. Yes. Oh, man. Anytime someone comes on the show and they mention that they lived in Florida or they've been in Florida, I got to ask that question, man. That might be the best one.
Oh, my God, dude.
I, like I said, I've only been here 2 years.
Right.
And it is a wonderland on the par of Willy Wonka.
Like, what is it, man? Like, I've been down there. I've met weird people in Florida. What is it about Florida that makes people...
It's a weird melting pot of just, like, I don't understand how everything goes together. Because it's just, like, it's everything here. It's literally, like, the poo-poo platter of the world lives in Florida. And then, like, and then the craziness comes. Nothing... Not crazy comes from a poo-poo platter.
And once again, for people that are watching or listening, Florida Man is like, whenever you watch the news in Florida, the news has some story weird like, hey, Florida Man gets arrested for punching flamingos in the zoo naked. Just weird stuff happens in Florida. So, and now... It's funny. I felt like they kind of copied me. It's almost become a game now where if you Google your birthday, you can find what the Florida Man story
was. Hold on a minute.
For that
How long has this whole Florida Man thing been around?
Florida Man's been around forever.
Okay. I know. I mean, like, to where it was like, to where you're hearing about it all the time. Like, because I went to Orlando a couple years ago. Or no, that was the last time I was in Florida when I went there for Mania. And I didn't hear nothing about it. And then he brought it up the one day and showed me the stuff. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like shocked.
This is one of those things where like you watch the news and it's like it seems like it's always Florida coming up. And I want to say like 2 years ago is when it popped up on my radar. I was watching the episode of Atlanta and they talked about it on there. That's when it really came to my attention. But now it's a game.
Does that mean if we make Knockouts and Three Counts end up at Mania next year in Tampa that there could be a bonus episode of us searching for Florida Man? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Chris, you want to go find Florida?
You guys come down for that. I'll get you to Pasco County. You guys will definitely find Florida Man.
Whoa. Holy God.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I'm listening.
Pasco County is famous for being always featured on Live PD. Like, if you ever check out Live PD, I think they just ended the relationship. But, mm-hmm. like, for the past 3 years, they're always in Pasco. Like that is the place where Florida Man was definitely born.
If we make it down to Florida next year, we'll definitely have to link up with you while we're down there.
Oh, definitely, guys.
I don't know, man. I think we've about covered it, man. Like we said, this Friday, Livonia, Knights of Columbus. You've got Shine is going to be bell time, 3:00. We've talked a lot about the matches there. You've got Detroit Zone, Allison Kay, Pinky's Up. You've got Sue Young versus Mercedes Martinez. You've got Ivelisse on that card. You've got all kinds
of Marty Bell.
Yes.
Kimberly.
I don't know how I forgot.
That was the other match I wanted to bring up on that one, because I've been a big fan of Kimberly. But yeah, anyway, you've got a lot of stuff to look forward to just on that card alone. But then you've got what's going to end the night with Evolve 127. You've got Austin Theory versus Adam Cole.
Baby.
And then you've got last week's guest, Josh Briggs, against Jaoud. I don't know if I said that right. Probably wrong, but fuck
Jaoud,
it.
Jaoud, yeah. You got it.
Hey, see there? Points. Anyway. Anyway, you've got Cassius Ohno also in a six-man tag, man. It's regular tag, excuse me. Anyway, this whole day is going to be, if you're a wrestling fan, a legit wrestling fan, you need to be there. We're going to be there with past guests of the show, Harry and...
Harry, Kyron. Kyron,
and I'm blanking on names, but they all got engaged on being the Elite a while back. They're going to be with us at the show.
Hey, Chris, do you remember the couple that... got married and then came to the Progress show later on that night?
Yeah, and they like got their tickets stolen or something. Something got stolen from them.
Yeah, all their money got stolen by some jackass, one of the vendors.
Yeah, we had them on the show, and our gift to them was tickets to the show for Friday. So we'll be there.
Awesome, guys. I can't wait to see you. Swing by the merch booth and say hey.
You already know, man.
Yeah, definitely. We got to get a picture with you before we get out of here, man. But
hell yeah. I'll be there all day. Two shows.
First beers on us.
Deal. $40 all day. You can get two tickets to the show. You can get a ticket for each show. $40. Come drink beer. Eat food. You know, just it doesn't get any better.
Matt, so why don't you go ahead one last time and why don't you let the people know where they can get tickets for the show and where they can follow Evolve and Shine on social media.
Yep, you can find us at WWN Evolve. That's our Twitter. So at WWN Evolve. And then at WWN Shine. And if you want to get tickets for the show, go to eTix, so ETIX.com, and then punch in Evolve 127 or EvolveWorks and Shine, Shine 58, if you want to know the exact name of the show. And you can get your tickets through there. $20 for GA tickets. Like I said, it looks like Reserved is pretty close to sold out for Evolve show. So if you're planning on going to get that, I would jump on those, because once those are gone, I know there's pretty limited GA tickets behind that, because history's pretty much proven we'll pretty much be sold out by about Friday afternoon.
Also, before we let you get out of here, man, I just want to say thanks for coming on. Not only you coming on the show with us, but thanks for hooking it up with the whole Briggs interview last week and all that, man.
That was a great interview.
It really was, man.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having us on and letting us talk about wrestling and getting the word out.
Dude, thank you. Thank you so much for working with us. Anytime you guys need anything done for Shine or Evolve, man, don't hesitate to call Knockouts and Three Counts. It's funny because the same night that you guys did the interview with us, another podcast that I met in New York had you guys on the same day, Kings of the Ring.
Yeah, yeah, we had Josh on. He did about four interviews for us last Tuesday while he's doing the rehab. So it was kind of nice to he blocked out about 5 hours of his time and was talking about all wrestling, talking about the injury. So big ups to that dude. He's out here. He's putting that commitment in, and so. I'm excited to see his return this Friday.
Well, I mean, I think that pretty much tells you everything you need to know, man. These shows are going to be great.
Your tickets now.
Get them now, man. And be on the lookout, man. Hopefully we'll be working with Evolve again real soon. And check out all the rest of the stuff, man, because they've got a lot of stuff for you to check out. If you're a real wrestling fan, man, you love to see good action, you won't be disappointed this Friday.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, no problem. Thanks a lot, Chris, man. Appreciate it. Chris, man.
Hey, man, he's a fun guy, dude. After we did that interview with him with Breaking Down the Ring, dude, like I said, he's been nothing but cool to us every time we've been to Evolve shows, man. So I don't know about you. I'm going to be at both Shine and Evolve. Hopefully you'll be there with us as well.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Make sure you're staying tuned, guys, because we're definitely going to be on the lookout trying to get some more interviews locked down with you. We also talked with Josh Briggs last week's guest. As most of you guys know, we usually do hour-long interviews, so we're going to be looking to bring Briggs on again real soon. Definitely. Plus, hopefully, we can bring you some of the female talent of Shine soon. So, we got a lot of big stuff coming for you guys. If you guys are in the area, come out to the show, check it out. And before we get out of here, I got to say shout-out to our homie Mysterious Movado retaining the Ooh La La Lucha title.
Where's your mask, man? You didn't.
I've got it in the car. I didn't think you were really going to wear it. And then I didn't walk back.
Mine
out.
Doesn't fit, but I'm still wearing it.
Mine fits, but I got a fat ass head. As far as the show, man, in Cliff Notes version, I thought it was a great show. We got awesome. To link up and kick it with past guests of the show, Sam Adonis,
yes,
and hopefully future guests of the show, Gringo Loco, as well as Detroit legend Truth Martini.
Yeah, check out the Truth, man. That was great.
What do you think about the show since it was your first Duel a la Lucha?
Man, let me tell you. After the show, we got a chance to talk to Movado, and I asked him, like, man, we got to wait a whole other year for this. And he's talking about maybe trying to do another one this year. I won't say, you know, when, because it's not official yet. But, man, that was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun. Just tequilas, gams, and body slams, man. It's great music, great burlesque dancing, just hilarious.
Also, we'd be remiss not to admit, since you just mentioned Movado, he just got booked for Arena Mexico again.
Definitely,
so, I mean,
definitely.
Be on the lookout for that shit, and shout out to the Detroit Alien.
Yes, sir. And Sam was cool, man. Gringo Loco was cool. Dr. Truth Martini. Got to see Queen Naminata again. she went up against...
past guest of the show, Alex Sky.
Yeah, Alex Sky. She went up against Alex Sky, man. Halal Beefcake is a team that I'm definitely going to be looking.
Was that the first time you've seen them?
That was my first time seeing them.
Dude,
tag together. I've seen Idris by himself, but that was my first time seeing Halal Beefcake
together.
Dude,
they're just a good time, dude. Like, I've seen them at Ooh La La the last 2 years. I saw them also at the Border City taping that
okay.
we were at. I mean, like, those guys are just fun.
See, I hate to, like, compare them to, like, other teams in WWE, but they kind of remind me of, like, I'm going to go ahead and say, like, a better version of, like, the Hype Bros.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say the B team.
No. They're, like, a better version of the Hype Bros to me, man.
I could see the comparison, especially with, you know, Idris being, like, the super hype one. And then
right.
you've got, you know, I'm blanking on his
me
name.
Me too. But he looks just like
yes.
Zack Ryder.
But either way, I mean, they're a damn good team, dude.
Man.
I think it's Joel Coleman, maybe. I could be wrong.
I'm drawing a blank.
I could be wrong, but either
Halal
way.
Beefcake.
Yeah, they had a lot of good teams there, man. It was a great show. If you haven't been out there to check it out, best part is it's not your typical wrestling crowd, dude. So everybody's just there to have a good time, which makes the show genuinely enjoyable.
And I just want to say this. Fuck you, Gilbert Daniels.
What? Yeah, fuck that guy.
That's
fuck
why,
that guy.
That's why Movado won. Oh, and we forgot to mention, Ultimo Dragon was there, man.
Yeah, and that guy's fucked up glasses. Fuck them, too. But Ultimo Dragon, getting to see him go in person.
I got to see him twice this weekend.
Dude, I've been watching that guy since I was, like, about 5 years old, maybe. And he still can go now.
Definitely.
And getting to talk to Movado and knowing what that meant to him, too, dude, that was pretty damn cool. And it was cool getting to see Gringo Loco kind of... go to the dark side a little bit, a little different than what we saw at MLW in Queens and New York. I don't know. All in all, man, it was just a fun show to be at.
Definitely. So what we got to get up out of here in a few minutes, but what we got up this weekend, man?
Obviously, as we mentioned, we're going to be at Evolve and Shine on Friday, and then
I'll be in Chicago for Bellator, going to see Mr. Jack Swagger.
Oh, so you decided on going.
Yep, I'm going. And I get to see Michael Venom Page.
And Detroit's own Jesse Bazzi.
Jesse Bazzi's going to be there. I'm looking forward to it, man. I wonder if Crowshank and...
Oh, they're definitely going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him up on social media, man. See if I can go grab a beer with him afterwards or something like that. Oh, I'm glad I said that. So, Sunday night on my way back, I'm probably going to do a Facebook Live on our page. I got a friend of mine who's probably going to join me. He's a fighter down in Florida. I'll give out a little bit more details during the week. We've got to lock that down for sure, but I'm definitely going to do a Facebook Live on the way back talking about the fights in Chicago. And, hey, 11:05 every morning, Monday through Friday.
I'll be on there on Friday. I'll be there on Friday, the day of Evolve, because I don't got Thursday off this week.
Okay, but, yeah, definitely check it out, man. I'm on there just talking whatever, you know. Whatever topic comes up for about, you know, 15 to 20 minutes, you know, whatever is going on that day or what's going through my mind. So, Kyle, any more announcements? Oh, BCWA next week, people.
Damn, what a jackass.
I'm sorry.
Look at us. We talked about breaking down the ring once again. Money in the Bank.
You're hosting. I'm step back. You go ahead.
We're all good. What are you talking about? I didn't even say nothing. Anyways.
I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Anyways, you got
I'm going to stop interrupting you.
You've got Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm going to stop it now.
Fuck you. Buffalo Wild Wings. It's going to be Money in the Bank. We're doing that down there with Breaking Down the Ring again.
Yes, sir.
If you've been to any of the parties before, you know you're going to have a good time. And
yes, sir.
From the looks of things, we should be there for the rest of the pay-per-views for the year. So make sure you check that out. We don't know what prizes we got. We'll probably be able to tell you that the week of. Make sure you're there. If for nothing else, man, you'll have a good time. You're around people who actually want to watch the show. So you'll come out, have a good time.
I got to take this mask off. It's hurting my head now. And I got to put the cane on.
You mean
back
your
on.
Shower cap?
Yeah, that's about all it is, man.
I don't know, man. I'm out. I think I've shot my wad. So you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUC. Make sure you're following the show at KO3C Pod, at KO3C Pod, and KO3CPod.com. Devin, what about you, brother?
Make sure you join the Reality Era News page on Facebook where we talk wrestling. KO3C Pod, you'll find all of our social media on there. And like I said, check out 1105 Live every morning, Monday through Friday, 1105 on our Facebook feed. Just talking whatever. Sir, well, that's all I got to say. Peace.
Fuck your couch.
Until next time. Push the button, Randy. Push it. Push it real good, Randy. Push the button. Push the button.